are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So you, what you were saying, what was your happy song?
So Good by Destiny Child. Like, you know, like them days you wake up, like, you can have whatever type of week you having, but that one day you wake up, it's like, ooh, you might just got a haircut, or like you just got paid, and you off that same day. That song is a song I put on, and it just automatically just like changed my day. Like, it just like, oh yes, Lord, everything's gonna be all right. And then you think about all the bitches that counted you out and shit like that, you be like, I'm good, I'm ready to go.
That is a good upbeat song. I really love that song. They really snap. Lately, you know, when you become an adult and you listen to songs that you loved as a kid with like real words and you actually know the lyrics and they actually like hit you. Lately, Closer by Gopelli, I think that's I always remember hearing that song when I was a kid. They loved playing it on V103. Like, and GCI sometimes.
And the Soul Circus. But, the bendy people would come out and they would do their routine to that song. Trying to get the
really?
Microphone in a good place. Yeah. She like, that was the first place I heard the song. It made me cry. I was like, this can't be real.
But, like, I started listening to the song more and more, like, over the past month. Mm-hmm. And I relate to those lyrics so hard because it's like, she's basically saying in the song, like, I feel like I'm so close to my dreams, yes, but I feel stuck, and I want to keep going because I'm getting high and high and high and closer to, but I feel stuck. That's exactly what my life is like right now. Like, and we was just talking about this. Like, I feel like I'm banging my head up against the wall, but I know it's gonna work. But it's just like I don't feel it working.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to like. Being stuck and being creatively stuck, it feel like nothing else around you even matter. Because, like, as creatives, like, we focus a lot of our, like, passion and our anger and our, like, energy and our emotions into our art. And so, like, when we get that block going, it's like, it blocks everything else. And so, it just, like, it be, like, waiting to pop. And then once you get that one thing going and it finally pop, you be like, okay, now I feel it going. You get that juice back flowing and get it back circulating. And that's how I felt, like, this week. I felt like, we randomly just started texting the other day about the podcast and shit like that. And it was just like, you know how like you just be like, you feel like you just be unfocused about shit. I feel like after that conversation, I'm like, okay, I'm back on. We ready. I'm good to go.
Yeah. I thought I was back on focus, and I am, but I'm also ready to give up. So.
Because we're quitters by nature. I'm a quitter by nature. So I get it.
Are we?
I am. I've done so many instruments. If it's too hard, I just fucking quit. Like, it just, I don't be able to do it. I don't. And so, like, I can't commit to many things. Like, even, like relationships are even something, like, now that I'm like, maybe that also deals with my commitment issues to, like, long-term serving things. Like, I don't like things that are, like, a long-term, like, I don't know. It just scares me.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, that has been my mantra lately. It's kind of like, it's almost like meditative, you know. And I don't work out to slow songs, but I like working out to that song.
It's a good song. Yeah. They don't make encouraging music like that no more.
Yeah, it's just shoot 'em up, bang bang, fuck these niggas, my pussy so wet.
And like, and I love that shit too. Let's not get it confused.
But like, what about, where's our inspirational anthems?
Y'all gotta be wise. Y'all gotta be smarter. Like, we don't get none of that no more. Now it's like my neck, my back.
I think the closest we have to like a generational poet is Ice Spice.
Summer Walker. Oh, well, yeah.
Ice Spice is just like,
I'm out at the deli. Come on. Boom, 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 come boom. On.
I can't wait till that drop tonight. Okay. That drop tonight, I think.
I'm ready. I'm like, oh, you know, that's my girl. We've been doing this podcast for a little bit. Y'all can run it back. I've been praising Ice Spice since the onset. Nobody can take that away from me. I'm going to run this tape back again when she went out.
She definitely grew on me.
that's my
biggest after she got a hit right after Munch, I was like, okay, she's serious.
Yeah.
Like, to get another hit right after one massive hit is crazy.
And she actually got, like, whoever doing her team right now, I'm like, y'all actually got the video ready at the same time the fucking deluxe come out. We have our thinking caps on. We're thinking now. Because people don't
Somebody's following the pink print.
Okay. The Matthew Knowles agenda.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Boys Next Door, where we love Ice Spice.
We love Ice Spice. We love Nicki Minaj. We love Cardi B. We love Latto. We love Megan Thee Stallion.
Whoa.
And I'm Ken Lush, and I support this message.
Latto stays in a close friends. I can't support her publicly.
It's a Sims video going around of Ice Spice like dragging her to the ground and like beating her up.
It's so funny.
I was dying laughing.
And then Nicki in the background beating Cardi the fuck up. It was hilarious.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm gonna post it when we post this episode.
Let's leave it alone. This is so stupid.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. That's where you're going to see that post of Nicki beating up Cardi. And follow us on YouTube. Well, subscribe to us on YouTube. So if you like watching podcasts in visual forms, that's great. Like, you should do that. I definitely support that. Don't forget to stream us on the app, though, because, you know, those numbers are really important as well. But, hey.
Do y'all like the new, like, thumbnail on YouTube? Like, I switched it up last week. Let me know if you like it. We have 108 subscribers now. Thank you for coming through.
Oh, congratulations to us.
Let's see. We have one new subscriber as of yesterday. And Kayshawn commented a day ago saying, I'm going to be the only one to drop a cherry, but if it sticks, I'm president of the fan club. So
wait, I forgot what we was dropping cherries
for. The cul-de-sac.
Okay. Is he the one that came up with cul-de-sac? Or
maybe.
Are you talking about somebody else?
Maybe. I don't know.
Spell his name.
K-A-G-E-S.
Yeah, he came up with cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay. So he tried to throw his dibs in fast.
And you're pronouncing his name wrong again. It's okay.
I can't say anyone's name.
I can't pronounce it either. It's okay. Thank you, KK.
KK. Hey! Don't be out of your lobby, bitch. We need you out here spankling the right way, okay?
Speaking of listeners, sending us stuff, we're going to jump right into Ask the Boys. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, really quick, just because this was freaking hilarious to us, he says, hi there, my name is Kevin and I'm gay and I'm looking for a man who can be my friend first and see where it goes from there. Can you help me out? Kevin, you've come to the wrong place.
We can teach you how to suck a man, we can teach you how to shit on a man, we can teach you how to fucking take 675 low, but we can't teach you how to fucking keep one. You have come to the wrong establishment.
But he says he wants to find a man where y'all they can be friends first and go from there. So I'm assuming like maybe he's like fucking people too soon. No, not fucking people too soon. But he's finding people who don't want to be his friend. They want to fuck on him more so than be his friend and like start dating him.
You know? And I get that because that's what I'm getting. I get that issue because like when it comes like it sounds like you think like me when it comes to relationship. Like I want to have a vibe with you first, but the thing is. When it comes to that, you have to make sure that you're letting it be known that, like, hey, I want to have a vibe with you first. I'm not trying to get with you first. And a lot of times people misunderstand that. Like, with me, I always tell guys, like, I have to vibe with the nigga first before I even think about sexual shit with him. And they automatically think, oh, you trying to lock me down. You want me to treat you like a... No, I literally just want you to come, tell me about 6 facts about yourself, and then we can proceed on. That's literally all it takes. Give me 6 fucking facts. I don't want
to... Get to know me, bitch. Okay. Take me out to dinner.
Okay, like, it's so simple. Like, just give me a box of McNuggets and I'm good. Like, I get it. And so it's just like, I hate that what you're needing is not going to be understood unless you verbally say, you can fuck me, I just want to understand you better. So I hate that for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what advice to give because, like, I do meet people who want to freak on me. But for the most part, like, most of the people I meet, I end up being friends with them first before we get to the freaky stuff. Like, I rarely just be on some freaky stuff with people that I don't really know like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not even, like, somebody trying to be my man, of course you would have to be my friend first. Maybe not, but...
How does that work? Yeah, is it possible to go from like
Because I'm thinking, like, I've never dated somebody who was my friend first.
Me either. So, no. I get it. Yeah. No. Yeah. I guess it's totally possible. Maybe that'd be the fucking issue. We're not fucking friends first. And so we don't really like each other. We don't really know each other.
The last time I dated a friend was in high school. I dated my friend Jasmine. I was going to say her last name, but her name was Jasmine. And we dated for like 6 or 7 days. But we had been friends since third grade, but we decided, well, we want to date each other in high school, freshman year. And then we realized that was not a good idea because it messed up the friendship.
And I feel like that's always a problem too. Like, it's like, if they're a good friend, it's like, what if you're not? Like sometimes I feel like, well, me personally, when it comes to like gay friends and shit like that, I know sometimes I can be like, oh, I really like you as a person. And then like, it gets those wheels in your head turning like, do I like them more than as a person? And it's just like that's why I like to keep like very strict boundaries between that shit, because it can get kind of like confusing. Like, if you're gonna be my man, I'd rather go into it with the knowledge or the like basically like the feeling of we're trying to date to, I mean, we're entering this to date and not to just be like kidding. Yeah.
Shout out to you, Jasmine. We're friends now. We ended up like being back cool like senior year.
That's cool. So I know you're not smoking. I'm gonna light the blunt real quick.
Yes, we're bringing like the blunt back, even if we don't like the blunt. That's just like, yeah. let's just let it be a part of the show.
Right. Okay.
For the people who are at home lighting the blunt. So what you light the blunt to?
This week I'm lighting the blunt to being less fearful. I feel like a lot of times I stunt my growth in what I want to accomplish because I'm afraid of the end result or the end result not being what I want it to be. And I feel like sometimes you have to trust the fear that like you're going through or trust the fear that you're feeling and just know that at the end of it is going to be okay. So like whether that's your job, whether that's like a relationship, whether that's telling somebody that you know how you feel about them, I feel like we just have to go ahead and confront that. And then from there, you never know where it may take you. We stop a lot of our own shit, so I'm lighting it to that, so I want to be less fearful. Maybe, hopefully y'all do too.
I'm going to light the blunt this week to magically finding money, because that's all I care about right now.
Maybe you have to go on an adventure.
Give me the fucking money. Damn it. I want it.
Wow. We need to like hit the lottery so we can like have like a Boys Next Door production company where we can just like go to our little studio, then go record stuff and like film stuff and do like it's TikToks and shit. And have a
I've realized that my ultimate goal is to help put other people on. I cannot wait to like be the head of something and I can just like bring on new creatives and everybody can just flourish and have the opportunities that I didn't have right now.
I love that. I feel like you've always been really good with, like, you don't gatekeep shit. Like, you're not a gatekeeper type of person. Yeah. Like if somebody needs something, you're like, okay, this is how you do it. And, it don't even have to be somebody that you really even fuck with. As mean as you may come off, you're just like, okay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not, like, a very, like, you're not, like, the type of person. So, see, like, you saying, like, that's your ultimate dream, what you ultimately want to accomplish. That makes sense, especially in this avenue that you really, like, you're really passionate about, like, at the end of the day, regardless if you want to quit today or in 3 hours, it's just like, you're passionate about this, and that's what happens when you're passionate about it. You're like, girl,
I'm learning that you can sometimes be annoyed with your passion.
Hey, man. Oh, that, yeah, I fuck with that. I'm lighting to that.
Real quick, we talked about sex injuries last week, but I didn't mention that I did have really rough sex one time and ended up with a hemorrhoid. So
no.
I was like 20 and he just fucked me too rough. Like I just, looking back on it now, I was not enjoying that as much as I was acting like I was. And I had a hemorrhoid. And the hemorrhoid is gone now. I don't know if like if she I've never seen her back come back out. I don't know. I hope she's dead. I never want to see the bitch again. But you know, you gotta have like hemorrhoids like removed.
Yeah, if they're really, really bad, or you get preparation H and just stuff it back in there and then never come back out.
Yeah, but I've never seen her again.
Well, she was just a visitor. She's coming by to let you know, hey, calm me down, girl. That's not what we do back there.
Another thing I wanted to mention was I have a theory about dreams.
Okay.
So I've been had this theory But, like, I'm trying to force myself to believe the theory now, because the other night I had a dream so terrible. It was, like, the worst dream I've actually ever had that I can recall. Because somebody died in a dream. And so, literally woke up out of my sleep crying for, like, 30 minutes until I went back to sleep.
Oh, my God. This is traumatizing.
So, my theory about dreams is that... it's like a portal to the other dimensions, and I feel like what happens in a dream happens in another dimension, and you're just seeing it because you're connected to whatever. That's my theory. Do you believe it just helps me sleep better at night?
So sometimes when you have deja vu, like, I also feel like...
I feel like it's happened in another dimension, and yes, you're remembering it from another dimension.
You, or, like, you either cross paths with your other dimension at the same spot or some shit like that. I feel like it's totally possible.
Whoa, that is fucking wild, what you just said. I never heard it slang like that.
Yeah, it's... Why is it not possible that you were, like, in the same location in another dimension?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then it's like, and then you're like, wow, why did I just feel like I experienced, like, not even this before, like, it'd be other shit before. What if that's what's happened to the deja vu? You're like, you cross paths.
It's kind of like looking into a mirror at the same time that the other you is looking into the mirror.
This is crazy to think about, though. Like, this is crazy. Like, I hope my other
dimension...
We have
no fucking clue. I'm wondering if we even find out when we die what goes on. I don't know if we ever do.
I think when we die, like, I always think about, like, I wonder if it's just, like, blackness. Like, you just, like...
Yeah, I wonder if it's just, like, purgatory. I don't know.
That's scary. Like it's scary to think about this kind of shit, but it's also kind of cool to be like, there's so much shit out there in the world that we honestly don't have any fucking clue about. Like, we don't fucking know shit about nothing, really.
Somebody need to come back and tell us something. Aretha, what you doing? Get up.
Okay, put that chicken wing down that camcorder. Grab your camcorder and bring it back, Richard.
Luther, I know y'all got some tea. Whitney, get your ass down here. Tell us what's going on.
Whitney, you tell it. We don't.
If my mama came down here, I'm gonna have to cuss her out first, and then we can talk.
Yeah, get her together. This little whippersnap.
Who just told you to up and leave? You know how you.
The nerve.
I'm not even gonna get into it, because some people don't like my grief jokes, but they're fucking hilarious.
I get it. They're funny.
Another thing. Speaking of people who just disappear,
this is like Carly our church Hustle. Announcements.
Carly Hustle, bitch, you're going to jail. You ready, bitch?
I hope you like.
I'm calling
food.
That bitch Carly Hustle because she hustled y'all ass. Now, mind you, when the story came out, I hope this don't sound bad, but I don't never be reposting people when they go missing, because I feel like,
damn,
what is my post gonna do? A and B, it's not like I'm finna get out of my bed and go try to find you.
And
like,
we're not We're not even the same state.
I just feel like I shouldn't be lying to my Instagram followers about caring about this missing person when I'm not getting up to go search for her. It's like getting an Amber Alert. That's why I turned that shit off on my phone. I'm not finna go look for that child. Like, do y'all job. Why y'all telling me? So, that's not...
I only get Amber Alerts. I'm going to pivot from this real swiftly. I only get Amber Alerts, like, when I'm actually on the E-way, which makes it all the fucking worse, because it's like, then I'm actively looking for the fucking vehicle.
Girl, no. You got to turn it off. You can turn it off in your phone. They won't send you no more.
Are you encouraging?
Just turn it off.
I can't believe you're encouraging people to not give a fuck about Amber
Alerts. The only time I see an Amber Alert is if I'm on the highway and it's on the sign. And then, what am I gonna do? I'm not driving my car to Dallas to go try to find a child. I'm not doing it.
Hey, bitch, pull over. Like, what? Like,
what am I?
Like,
and I'm not gonna apprehend nobody either. I'm minding my business. I hope y'all find them.
Because then they gonna kidnap you. Then they gonna kidnap you. Now it's two Amber Alerts gone.
And then am I gonna get like a gas reimbursement, a reward for my efforts?
Not a tax break.
The fact that this bitch faked her kidnapping, bitch, you and Jussie Smollett need to be in the same cell.
See, the only reason I'm a little bit more leaning on her is because she didn't get Star canceled. He single-handedly got the last season of Star canceled, so he goes down in hell for the record books. He will never be forgiven. I will never get him forgiven getting Star canceled. Like, that whole thing, they were just starting the final fucking season. They were just about to start a movie and shit. Then that happened. They like, oh, well. It's your fucking fault.
So y'all just never got a final season?
No. Like, I need, it's so much more, I need a movie. It's a lot more things I need to understand. Okay, like, Star was written so perfectly. I started watching Empire, and then Star came on. I was like, okay, fuck Empire. They not doing it. Like, Star had everything. The songs were bomb. Choreography was bomb. It wasn't cheesy. It was just like, yes. Like, oh, bring back Star.
I couldn't get past the acting first episode of Star, so I hung it up.
It's okay. A lot of people don't have taste. It's normal.
I'm going to start it. Everybody seems to love it. It seems like one of those cult classic type things.
Yeah, it's like Game of Thrones, but for faggots.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So yeah, Carly, please report to your nearest prison and turn yourself in. Actually, I don't really care if she goes to jail or not, but they are going to make an example out of her, so she's probably going to go to jail.
Her fucking boyfriend is fine, though.
Is he?
Yes, he is fine. Oh,
I think that bitch was in on it. Let's lock him up, too. And the mama, she on TV crying and shit. If the mama was in on it, I want her in jail first, because you tried to make us believe this. But, you know, the mama might be innocent. I don't know. But I wish my child would scare me like that. I'm going to beat your ass. And now I'm going to jail for real, because I'm going to kill you, bitch.
I was just watching a true crime story the other day about, literally yesterday, about this boy who had disappeared. He ran away for like 2 days. And his mom was like doing like press conferences. And she was like on TV crying for like 8 years that he was missing. But he was only gone for 2 days. And so, like, everybody in the neighborhood, when they would come to the house or whatever, she'd be like, oh, no, that's just my cousin. That's my cousin. And apparently she was, like, S-A-ing this boy. Like, she treated him like his husband, like her husband. Like, this is the worst part. Even worse than that. So, she would make him, like, she worked as, I think, like, a janitor or utility worker or something like that. She would make him go to work for her. And then she would only pay him $60 from like the full shift that he worked. He only got $60 from the check. Bitch, I'm running away again. And so they found him like outside a church, like passed out, and he had like bruises and shit on him. And like, so yeah, like
people. This was recently.
This was like 2016, I think the case said.
Okay, because I just found another story. A boy that had been missing for like over a decade. They found this nigga.
Was he black?
No, he wasn't black. I don't know. I don't think he was white either. But he might have been white. But he'd been missing for like a very, very long time. And he kind of like washed up on the shore miraculously. I don't remember the whole story.
I know
I'm quoting it wrong, but they found. No.
Oh, he said washed up on the shore. I was like, baby.
Metaphorically. Like, he just came out of nowhere almost.
It's true crime. You never know. That's how they be popping back up. Jimmy's body washed up on the shore.
I be seeing those. Like, people be... I just watched something. We are on such a tangent. But I just watched something on YouTube the other day. This lady, this old woman, she was 93, I think, or 73. She had been missing since, like, 2004. Mm-hmm. But they kind of, like, you know, somehow had an idea that she might have been at the bottom of a river, but they said they had checked the river, they couldn't find it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they got this new technology now, they were able to scan the sea, and I mean, it was the river, but long story fucking short, they found her car at the bottom of the river, and they ended up pulling her up. It was the lady that had been missing since 2004. They were finally able to, like, put a close on that case. Her car was covered in, like, barnacles, so it had been under there so long, the whole car was just, like...
I wonder, like, what goes through people's mind. Like, I always think about that, like, you know, like, when they, like, people, like, smothered them to death? It's, like, what is your initial, like, not even the initial reaction, but just, like, are you, like...
What's your thought process?
Yeah, like, am I, like, trying to rip through? Like, well, like, how, like, what do you even do? That's just scary, though.
rip me out the casket, I've been acting brand new.
That would be me.
Like if I got buried alive and I was dead, allegedly, I would have been like, rip me out the casket, I've been acting brand new. Bitches really thought I was dead. Bitch, I'm alive too.
Okay, right. Well,
I just said I can't do no public lotto promo, so we're done. Let's move on.
Okay, well, I have a couple questions. You want to play, or what do you want to do?
Let's do the questions.
Okay, they're really quick. They're really fun. I like doing this type of shit. Just like I said, let y'all get to meet us and just to have a little fun. Okay, let's do it.
What a dumb intro. That was so fucking dumb. Okay, so what's your favorite app? And this might help the person who asked earlier too. So this is a good first question. What's your favorite app, social media, or website to meet new niggas on?
It used to be Twitter.
What's it now?
Because I fucked a couple of my Twitter followers.
Really? Are you a Twitter follower fucker?
I've fucked a few. Have you? You've never fucked no one of your Twitter followers?
No.
They well, either I, are like
not ones that I met who, on Twitter. Like we met first and then we followed each other.
Okay. Yeah. No, I met them through Twitter and we ended up fucking in real life. That's happened. If I could say like maybe five times.
Five? I'm really amazed right now. I got questions now. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Fuck the other questions. Okay. So, how do you initiate this? Who initiates it? How do you get to the point of being like, hey, you're my Twitter follower, but I think I want to fuck you too?
I mean, it just happens organically. You know, y'all be talking nasty to each other, like flirty, but not serious. But it ends up getting serious when y'all actually decide to link up. It's hard to get out of the DMs. It really is because people don't, first of all, they don't like give, I know me, I don't like giving out my number. And if I tell you I'm gonna link up with you, I'm probably lying. Like, unless I'm for real. So like, we not linking. So it's hard to get out of the DMs. So once you get out of the DMs and you actually get some of this good cat, you the one in life. So
I think I'm gonna try that. I've only hung out with one guy that I met from Twitter. And it was really cool. He was really, really cool. But we didn't fuck or anything. We didn't even do anything nasty. We just made out a little bit. But
yeah, it just happens organically. It's never like coordinated. I don't like the coordination of sex because it just makes it feel unsexy, and then I don't want to do it. My libido's already low, so
that was actually like one of my questions. So I guess I'll ask that question now. Do you prefer hookups right? Oh, yeah. Right then and there, or do you prefer to plan them out?
I mean, obviously, as bottom,
yeah,
as I a mean, bottom,
yeah, there we needs take to be that a little
heads up. But I prefer it to happen like organically. I don't want it to be Monday and we'd be like, let's link up Saturday, because I don't, you know, maybe text me Saturday morning and say let's hook up tonight, you know. But I don't like too much planning. I don't like asking, because then it feels like I'm asking for a favor.
You know what?
So that's why I don't be fucking a lot, because it's niggas that want to fuck me, but I'm not gonna initiate it. So, and they haven't, so we just ain't fucking. No.
And so at first I'll be like, you dumb, but I totally get that, because I feel like it's a lot of guys that want to fuck with me too. And I'm not going to put it out there that I want to fuck with them. And they're definitely not going to put it out there. I'm just like, where are the fucking shooters at? I ain't no shooter. My gun is away right now. Where the fuck are the shooters at? Where are the niggas who's just going to be like, I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know where this going to go, but I'm going to try to see. Like, niggas don't shoot no more. And that's the issue. That's the real problem with America, okay?
Yeah.
Hate it. Okay, next question. I'll skip that one. What's your biggest sexual turn-on?
Feet.
Yeah. I
easy.
I when I wrote this question, I still don't know, because there's not anything, one particular thing that makes me like really like feral or anything, like just ready to go. Like, I generally like, if we make out, I'm usually ready to fuck. Even if I don't want to fuck you, if we make out, I'm ready to go.
I have been craving a really sloppy makeout session.
Yeah, me too.
Haven't had one in so long. I can't even. I know the last person who I had a sloppy makeout session with, and that person also had some of the best dick I ever had. Really? But I like slob and I like spit and I like us to be licking and sucking tongues and lick my face. And
I like it nasty. Yes, like I want to feel like you try to like
lather me up with that spit, baby.
Okay, I want to feel like you try to swallow my head whole. Like I want to feel like I am like literally just like a human toothbrush.
It got to be wild and raunchy. You know what I'm saying? Not every kiss is gonna be like that, but when it's that time.
Niggas are afraid to do that nowadays. Like I always ask guys, like, do you like making out? And they're like, not really. I'm just like, why the fuck not? Making out is so hot. Like, it's something about the connection and the closeness and the spit and like the breathing and how the breathing part alone is just like. So making out.
The eye contact.
Oh yeah, it's like it is like the biting of the lip and the tongue play. The tongue play. Like when it's like good tongue, like lip bite suction. Oh,
I'm just craving. I'm also craving like a facial. Haven't had a facial in so long.
Me too.
Bitch, you're lying.
So on that picture that you're talking about, I didn't get a facial. I just sucked really, really sloppy, and he nutted twice. And so the first nut, I had pulled his dick out of my mouth. I didn't know he was about to nut. And it just shot. It's like shot out my mouth, and I caught it real quick. And then, but I continued sucking. You know, you get like foamy and frothy, like when you're sucking. This is like super sloppy, and it was just dripping down my face. And he is the one. Like out of every nigga I've ever sucked in my life, he's the only nigga ever like that is like he prefers it. Like when you say porn star sloppy, he needs it. Porn star sloppy. He wants it in his ass crack. Like he doesn't like you touching his ass at all. But, like, he likes it, like, dripping down and, like, you, like, to wipe it up, like, with his balls. And, like, he likes it, like, nasty. And so, like, that was just the product of me giving one of my best friends what he wanted.
Your best friends? Let's talk about that. Who was he?
No, I just meant that his dick is, I really enjoy his dick. So, that's my best friend. Oh. Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you there. You're my only guy best friend.
Okay, next question.
Okay, so biggest sexual turn off.
Off?
Yep.
Ooh, it's gonna have to be like, okay, sweating is one. I know. We talk about this. Girl, that's where I draw the line. I don't like sweat falling on me. It's not my favorite thing. It just tastes like yuck. But if it was in other places, fine. But just falling on me, I don't like it.
I love it.
Okay. Also, being bad at being verbal. Like verbal is kind of like an art form. Like, don't be trying to have, like, a formal conversation with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's, like, short answer. Yeah. It's short answer. Who, are you a dirty slut? Yes. Like, I don't even, like, what are you going to do in the morning? Like, what are you going to do in the morning when you wake up?
like, what do you rate this dick out of 10? Let's calm down.
Okay, on the full sentences, Jeopardy. Babe. Jeopardy, comment on down, okay, Alex? Like, it's just too much.
This is not Wheel of Fortune, bitch. I'm not guessing the puzzle. Just fucking be regular.
And niggas love to try to get their ego pumped in the middle of y'all, like, doing shit like that. Like, I'm not here for that, okay? I'm not here for that.
I can do a little ego pump, but it gotta be sexy. If he be like, you know, this the biggest dick you ever had? Yes. This my pussy? Yes, it is. All lies.
Short answer.
I
want
to help you feel good.
Short answer.
This is the best dick ever. Like, yes, I'm going to give it to you, but, like, it got to be quick and cute.
Okay, no essays, okay? Okay, for me, mine is, like, when, okay, because I always get flashbacks to this, and I always feel, every time I look at this guy, think about this, like, I will always hook up with a guy, and every time he would take his shoes off, his feet smelled so fucking bad. Oh, my God. See, look, and I... It was just
define
like
bad though.
Like it was like sour and it was like it felt hot. It was like a cloud coming. It was just like terrible. But he had
a cloud is crazy.
It was so bad. And like I sexted a couple different times in like different places. But like every time I had to get him car head, and he would like to take all his clothes off. I'm like, no, there's no air going. And then he would like to fuck my face, so he would put his foot up like on the side and just like cram it. I'm just like, oh my, this is horrible. If somebody wanted to kill somebody, that would be the best way to do it, because your fucking nose is clogged, your throat is clogged. Just like, put those feet to work, baby. Put them in the fucking field. This is like, oh, so stinky feet. Like I don't mind if it smell like sock or something like that. It cannot be like smolderingly smelly feet. Oh no.
Okay, I do like a smelly foot, but there are levels to smelly that are like inappropriate and unprofessional. Like, you know, like a homeless smelly is not, you know, it's chemically imbalanced smelly, not cool. But you know,
like a couple mushrooms growing at the bottom. No, gotta go.
It got to give like max like 2 weeks same socks. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Next question on that note. What's a red flag when deciding if you'll hook up with a nigga?
Huh?
What's a red flag that a guy can give you that'll stop you from hooking up with him?
Oh, too clingy. Just hooking up. This is just hooking up. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but
being shady about your testing history.
100%.
Just give me a direct fucking answer. That's literally the only like unsexy question that I ask before I fuck somebody. When was the last time you were tested, and what were the results? Because if you leave out that what was the results, they can say they was tested 2 months ago.
Okay.
But
they're like, it's a loophole. You didn't care about the results. You just wanted to know if I got tested. No, I need the full results.
And yeah. I prefer screenshots.
Okay. Or send me the link to the login page. Okay. Like they have to set up so like people can like send like actual like links to like just the file or whatever, or like you can download the actual files, the PDF. Send me that PDF. I want to see the PDF.
I didn't know that.
Cause screenshots, you can, like, one of my doctors, they have all your files, every file that they do, every test they do, you can access it like in your client profile, whatever it's called. So like they have it, bitch. I don't want you screenshots.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's funny that we're talking about this. I actually have an appointment to get tested tomorrow. I was supposed to get tested last Friday, but I forgot that I had came home from work and I peed. And I was like, damn, they're going to need urine. So I just rescheduled and I couldn't pee again. I was trying to force myself to pee the whole car ride and I just couldn't. So I was like, fuck it. Have you ever gotten one of those texts that somebody that you fucked has tested positive for something?
No, they do that. Okay, so
yeah, when I was
after, you know, I don't have sex, so it's just like I don't, and I really am.
This was maybe like I want to say 4 years ago. Somebody that I had sex with, that was the only person I had sex with in order for me to get that text message,
right?
And that was the only person I had sex with in like a year. But I ended up getting a text message like 2 or 3 months after I fucked them. Yeah, the person, like somebody that you've had sexual contact with tested positive for HIV. I was like, and then I had just gotten tested before I got that text message. So I'm like, okay, fine. But like, who was it? And it was only this one person. But yeah, that was the only time I ever got one of those
text messages. I always wonder how they went about that. Because like, okay, so like, do you happen to give like a list to your doctor of everybody that you possibly like slept with?
I think that's literally what you have to do.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's a really responsible way to even go about that, even from the onset. Because people make mistakes, but shit do happen. Like, that's life. As an adult, like, whether you're, like, constant, being lustful, whatever, shit do happen. You do put yourself in these predicaments. So, like, just even go, like, to the forward, like, to have a system in place where you can send text messages out and, like, alert people and, like, let people know, like, hey, like, and it also makes it less awkward, because that is a very awkward thing for someone to come to you and be like, well, just so you know.
And I think you can do it voluntarily, too. Like, you can just, like, voluntarily, like, have this, I don't know if it's a service or if like multiple clinics do it, but like you can voluntarily like ask them to do it for you, et cetera. And it's anonymous, so, but you would just have to remember who you fuck. Real quick on HIV, have you ever had sex with somebody who was positive?
Not knowingly. So I always had in my like brain. That'd be the part. Like brain that the one guy I told this story last week about the random hookup that I had with the guy at the party, whatever. He was he said, we're going to use a condom. And he would not take the condom off. If he thought the condom was breaking, he made sure he had another one. He was just very responsible to the point of where I was just like, okay, cool. Because I was young as fuck and I didn't ask that question. And so it's just like, that was the only inkling that I've had. Because like, other than that, like, the other partners that I've had was like my ex-boyfriend and so forth and so on. And before then, I knew his status because we went together and got tested. So
yeah, it's funny because, and this is why I started asking people up front, what's your status? Because I had sex with three guys prior to me knowing their status. And I'm like, God forbid, like, I had actually contracted it without knowing, because to be honest, I wasn't that educated about it. So I didn't even have like the wherewithal to even be like, well, maybe I should be asking people before I have sex with them. And like, after the third time it happened to me, you know, cause the guy will tell me like, just so you know, I have, and I'm like, you couldn't have told me this beforehand. But anyway, whatever. That's a whole nother conversation. I don't want to get into it because some people are very touchy on it. I have my own thoughts, but
it's
So after that third time that it happened to me, I was like, three strikes, you're out. So now I ask people every single time, give me the option to
navigate that give situation. Me the option. Give you the power to. And I also feel like in that type of situation, it's also like, it's just such a self-conscious thing to do, is to hide something that you're kind of like unsure of how someone else would take. And so I feel like a lot of times it's just like in that situation, people don't know how to handle it. And I always like, I'd rather give me the option rather than think that it's a no or think that it's this or think it's that. Give me the power, just like you want the power in this situation too.
Now, there's a caveat to that, because I want the option more so if we have more of a, if we have a relationship outside of us having sex. If I'm hooking up with somebody randomly, I'm not expecting them to tell me their status, because, you know, I just couldn't imagine if I was positive.
It would be fair, but it's
like, do you want to tell anybody your business every time?
Because how the fuck, why do you, like, and that's something that you, like, having to just, like, can you imagine everybody that you ever have to hook up with, like, you have to tell them, like, that's a lot. What if they're not even around long?
Like, in theory, that would be a good practice. Like, it wouldn't be a bad thing, but it's also, like, I can see why somebody who's just hooking up with somebody and they're taking their meds and they're undetectable.
Healthy, thriving.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Why they wouldn't feel the need to disclose that, because the probability of transmitting it is very, very, like, minimal.
Yeah.
So, I get it. But if I'm going to be dating you, I would rather know beforehand.
Yeah. And I just feel like there's such a big stigma around all that kind of stuff anyway.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Once I feel like we take 5 steps forward, we take 20 steps back every time when it comes to
Yeah, because it's always a funky bottom. Saying something negative, and it's just like, that's not how we're gonna keep people from contracting HIV. Y'all being so nasty and so rude about it, y'all just gonna make it worse. Be fucking for, we're gonna have to have a longer conversation about that. But
and I was about to say, like, here on the Boys Next Door podcast, I know we talk about like a lot of silly shit, we talk about a lot of crazy shit, but this is something we both feel very strongly about. We're all about sexual health, we're all about sexual knowledge, we're all about making sure that you are in power of your sexuality and in power of who you are in the bedroom and outside the bedroom. So just making these type of healthy conversations and making this kind of normal practice even with amongst you and your friends is something that I feel like we're both very passionate about. So this isn't like a paid sponsorship about prep or anything like that, but this is just a genuine conversation. This is the kind of stuff that we want to make sure that we always keep pushing and we keep doing. We're going to have a longer conversation about this in another episode, but
And if you are considering taking PrEP, As somebody who takes PrEP, I'm going to encourage you to do that. I know everybody's like not with like taking drugs every day if they don't have to, and like some people like to make jokes and say, oh, the gays just think that's a cure pill. And it's like, stop being funny. It's a way to keep, another way to keep yourself protected if you are thinking about it.
Right, it's a safety pill. Life happens. And I feel like we can be in charge of one extra little part of our life. Taking that one pill a day doesn't hurt, so.
And I will say, I have promoted them before, but I'm waiting on a sponsorship. And at this point, I'm going to DM y'all first. Okay. If, I don't know if this exists outside of Texas, but if you're in Texas and you want free PrEP, go to mister.com and get more details. M-I-S-T-R. That's mister without the E.com. And just go look it up. But that's our PSA for HIV this month.
Right. Okay. That's a good reel. That was just I'll ask one more and then we'll wrap it up. To end on a funner note. Okay, so for one night you can have any celebrity, who would it be?
Right now it's gonna be, I'm gonna name more than one. Usher. Okay. I mentioned Usher because we talked about Usher last week or the week before. Speaking of sexual health, shout out to Usher. I told y'all last week, I'm still fucking, I don't care. Usher. I really like, what's his name from Grown-ish? He got a couple songs I like.
He be a little musty.
Trevor Jackson. I love Trevor. Oh my god,
that's so fine, man. He is so fucking fine. Like, he is just like,
I know it's fat.
Oh, it's fat. You see those pictures floating around of his print?
It is just, that's fat. Why I used to watch Grown-ish every week, because I'm like, when is they gonna show this nigga bulge again? I feel like they used to do that shit on purpose.
And they just did it in a recent. It's so fat. It's just like, one of my friends met him at a party. And she said she was like, he's taller. She went up to hug him. He was like kind of musty, but she was like, he was really nice though.
That ain't no problem. It's a heat wave all across the country. Okay. You are likely to rent.
I like when a guy smell like, not like, I don't like
not funky, but like, you know, he been outside.
Yeah, like a little man smell like, oh yes, like come here, like that's the best.
Like, babe, you might need to go slide on some deodorant, but you okay right now?
Yeah, you good? You with me? We good. We some nasty bitches.
I almost told him. I almost said something that would have been, I'll tell you after though. Okay. But yeah. Okay. So I follow this Instagram page called Afrosexology. Mm-hmm. They post a lot of good stuff. I used to pull stuff from their Instagram to talk about, but I haven't done it in a while. But basically, I pulled these two posts from one of their recent posts. One is titled, "During Sex, I Want to Feel." And then we fill in the blanks. And then there's another one where we talk about aftercare. Have you ever really practiced an aftercare after sex?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about that. Okay, so we're gonna start with "during sex, I want to feel." Okay. They have a list of words, and let's see which ones we identify with, okay?
Okay.
"During sex, I want to feel powerful."
No.
Confident.
How should I answer?
I don't know.
Read a word off and we'll say yes.
Let's just read a word and go on. So how do you feel about powerful?
Okay, so I'm really submissive when it comes to like sexual things. Like, I really love the submissive side of me, because like when I'm not like having sex, I'm a very strong personality. I'm very dominant. I'm very like, I fill the room up. So like when it comes to sex, I like kind of almost being like, I won't say baby, but I can be like kind of like switch, because I like the flow of energy. I like the oscillating like dominance in this, for me personally. I like
oscillating
dominance and softness. So I always like to make sure like I bring that into the bedroom, because I am very soft, but there is a very hardness to me. And I feel like when I'm having sex or I'm doing something sexual with a guy, it's like that's one of my like favorite ways of displaying that, like in a like balanced way. I like it.
The only times I really like feel like good, like a good power exchange during sex, is when I'm getting head and when I got my feet in somebody's mouth. When I have my feet in your mouth, I just feel like I own you. Like, you are 100. My little foot slave. Like, my brain just goes into another place. And then, like, when I'm getting my dick sucked, I just feel like the most masculine man. Like, I got some head not too long ago, and the dude was like, you know, gagging and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. You're trying to make me feel better. You're big for you to be. You're not even, like, it's nothing to choke on. But you're having fun, and I feel like I have the biggest dick in the world right now. So it's great for me. So
I love like that. A little power. I like how you feel about the foot. That's how I feel about when I get my ass ate, especially like when a guy is like super diving in, like when a guy is like face in and he's just like in like I love the little split the cheeks move and they go in deeper, like that kind of stuff. That's when I feel powerful, because I know, like, literally I could crush you right now. I could literally flip over and wrap my thighs around your neck and kill you. You won't even see it coming. But it's just like, it's just so, it's something so sensual about that. And it's so sensual about a guy who loves eating ass. And like the way they, like when a guy loves eating ass, he becomes the most submissive, no matter how dominant he is. It's like, he's like a little fucking like nurturing little kitten or something. He's just like, it's just, I love that. That's the best.
That's how I feel when I eat ass. I like to feel like I'm owned in that moment.
See, I'm a dominant ass eater, but I'm a submissive dick sucker.
Okay, confident.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think we all want to feel confident. Seductive.
100%. I like slugness, so.
Primal.
Yes, because I'm a hunter. And so I, like, sometimes I'm really just into, like, the act of, like, even when it comes to meeting guys, I'm really into the act of, like, the steps to get him and then the journey to finally conquer him. I like that part, so, yeah.
Yeah, I like the primal when it's, like, we have to do this now because this is what nature is making us do, and I'm so into you, and I'm,
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, that's
and I'm, like, the grunting, the and, like, that's... And the moaning, and that's why I like sloppy kissing, because it's just like we are doing so much right now, but it's so fun. You know what I'm saying? Submissive. We just talked about that. You said you like being submissive. I like being forced into submission.
You want to be broken down?
Cause I feel like submissive goes into too much like trying to be sexy, and I don't know how to do that. But if you are giving me instructions and you're forcing me to do what you say, I can handle that. You know what I'm saying? Cause then I don't have no power, and I don't have to be awkward about it. Yeah, I just do what the fuck you said.
You're like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm all about like the sensuality of sex. Like, I'm really into like I won't say like performing, but I'm really into like just making it like feel like an experience and all that shit. Like, that's just. Maybe that's also why I'm just, like, anti, like, hookups. Because I can't really give all that. But I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I really enjoy that part of it.
Going back to powerful, I'm realizing, like, I feel so powerful with a dick in my ass. Because I feel like I'm in control of this moment. Without me, you are not enjoying yourself right now. So, yeah. And I love that you are submitting to my asshole. So, and good, you know, boy. And fuck me harder.
Yeah, and you know the part, like, in the end, like, when they finally nutting you and they just fill you up, that's the powerful feeling.
I'm like,
feeling.
Yes.
You're like, I didn't drain, I drained your life force. You are literally just a human empty bag of waste right now, because all of your nut is literally dripping out of my asshole right now. Like that is just a powerful feeling. Just like, now I can go do it again.
I'm kind of I'm like a switch bottom. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm very submissive, and some moments I'm very dominant when I'm bottoming, because it's just like,
it's fun. Being a bottom is actually really life. Fun. Like, there's so many different type of people like that you can like engage with, and we really don't really hype up how fun being a bottom is, because there's so many different type of niggas too to experience. Like, there's so,
like, we literally run the gay community.
We do. We grab the bricks. And we throw them first.
Yeah.
Power to the bottoms.
Adored.
Not really. I really get spit on.
I feel like that's a form of adoration. Like, you adore me so much that you're willing to slut me out.
Yeah, I like getting slutted out. So, like, I feel like when I think of adored, I think of, like I don't really have a
praise. Like, babied.
Yeah, I don't really have a praise kink, so I don't really like being praised or anything like that. Like I'd rather get degraded. I'd rather you tell me, like, I'm, like, a piece of shit or, like, a cock-sucking dumpster dick bitch or something like that. I don't know.
I'm both. I definitely need a little praise, because like, tell me like, yes, the best hole ever, like you're such a good boy, like you're taking my dick so well. Like, daddy. Yeah, I need words of affirmation when I'm being fucked. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, I like it after I get done. Like after, like if we get done fucking, you're like, oh, that was good. I'm like, oh, perfect. That's all I need. Like during, I need to be treated worthless.
Worshipped.
Not really.
I'm more of a worshipper. I like to do, I like love in worshiping. Terms of feet and ass, I like doing the worshipping.
Yeah. I love like kissing down the neck to the feet, mm-hmm. and like up and down, like all that shit, like rubbing the chest while you do it. Like I love all that.
Your
shit.
Whole body. I want my tongue on it.
Yeah. Yes, like it's a necessity.
Lately, not lately, but like been, but like I want to get more into it because I like watching that type of porn. Is like peck worship or like. Basically titties. I've never love done nursing on a man boob. It's just something about
you. Like
it.
Your nipples suck.
Like I don't hate it. It feels great, but the only reason I like it more is because it makes me feel like I have power over you, because it's like, look at totally. Me giving you life with my big titty.
You know? You wanna suck my nipple? I hate, like, I don't like my nipples suck at all.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not something I'm like out of require, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip a couple. During sex, I want to feel shameless.
Yeah, because I feel like when you feel shameless, you can literally do whatever the fuck you want.
Release your inhibitions. Feel that spit on your skin.
Face. For two different versions. You never know which one you're gonna get, baby.
Objectified. I think we can say yes to that.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to feel innocent.
Okay, so yeah, because I'm really, really shy. And so, like, when it comes to, like, that, it's not like I'm really being innocent. I'm just really just, like, I'm really kind of, like, I have to warm up to you before I can know, like, oh, he can handle it. Then I'm in your yeah. lap, and then I'm like hands around your throat, shit like that. So, yeah, I'm a little innocent, just a little bit. And then when I smile, okay. Guys always get confused. They're like, "Oh, that's such a nice smile." I'm like, bitch, wait till I eat your dick."
Somebody made fun of me for like, actually, it was you. A long time ago, I had told you that like I like a chuckle while I'm getting dick, or a smile, and you called me crazy. You said that was crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Can you imagine someone?
Sometimes you just gotta crack a smile, because it's like, wow, this dick is so good right now. Like, you is really killing my shit.
I do a playful. I'm verbally responsive. Like, I'm not like, woohoo, yeah, baby, yeah.
I definitely like to like let out a chuckle after I'm like. You ever had to literally like push or kick a guy like out of you?
Yes.
You have to lighten up that little moment with a laugh. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, oh, that's good, but you did a little too much now, bitch.
Okay, Lucy Lou, bitch.
Bitch, okay, Charlie's Angels, bitch. Charlie's Bottoms.
Charlie's Bottoms.
That might be the name of the episode. Let's keep it on the list.
This is so stupid. Oh my god.
Slutty, I think we can agree to that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Proud.
Yeah, I guess. I don't. When I tell my mom about this occasion, yes.
Free. That's the one, yeah. I'll end with.
Yes. Because I feel like sex should be okay. A free thing.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Okay, let's talk about aftercare after sex. So you are going to say yes, no, or maybe to these questions.
Okay.
Aftercare. After sex, I'd like water to rehydrate. Yes, no, or maybe.
Maybe if I can get like a Coke Zero.
Bitch, you call me a grandma all the time. That is the most country old lady shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
A Coke Zero with
no flavor at that.
It tastes so good. It tastes like regular Coke. I love Coke.
It's giving Coke. Bottle by, oh, I forgot, no free promo. Next question. After sex, I'd like soothing lotion rubbed on spanked areas.
Oh, that's hot, yes. That's pretty
hot.
That
sounds nice.
Yeah, that sounds like very like pampering, 100%.
I definitely like to be rubbed on after sex. If we can cuddle afterwards and you can just rub me down. Because I feel like every time I'm like finished having sex, like my body is tingling. So like a good rub down, like kind of like brings me back down to earth.
I miss it. I need to get a tingle.
Sleep to rejuvenate. Yes, no, or maybe.
Okay, so I don't mind sleep after, but I only like sleep if we have like playfully joked before that you were going to fuck me if I ever fell asleep around you. So I will want to go to sleep with the thought of waking up to you fucking me. So if that's the situation, yes. If we're about to just go to sleep, no.
I feel like most of my sessions have ended with us both nodding off and then waking up like, oh shit, okay.
With you, yeah. I can totally see that. Could you fall asleep any fucking where? Like, this is yeah, like on brand.
We both come to our senses. This nigga snoring. I'm slobbing. Okay. So we're like, okay, that shit was smacking.
Okay. Okay, time to go.
Okay. Cuddles.
Yeah. You say cuddles.
Talking
so
about
stupid.
What we liked. Talking about what we liked.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, that's my favorite. I love a good
review. I like a good review.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Zendaya.
Talking about what we didn't like.
No, keep it a secret. Take it to your grave. I don't care.
I've never had to have that conversation.
Me either. But I just can't imagine, like, why would you want to tell me what you didn't like? Like, unless we're, like, together in relationship, yeah. Like, I didn't like that you, like, stuck three fingers in me or something like that. Okay, I only used two. I know you like two. So, like, I understand that part, but, yeah.
I would like to have that conversation if it was necessary, because if we gonna fuck again, I would like to, like, know what doesn't work.
Exactly. No, I get that. Okay.
But it would need to be said in the right way. Instead of saying, I didn't like this, you can say, like, you know that thing you did. I would like it better if you did this. Instead of just saying I don't like, because that just makes it negative. I think.
Remember that. Remember when you started shitting on my dick? I don't like that. Next time, make sure you clean out better, bitch.
You're like, let's make sure. Like, I had a guy eat me out one time. Uh huh. And he was like, you know, you should have wiped a little harder. I wanted to say, you should have let me take a shower first, but, you know, you wanted to eat it anyway.
Well, I mean, that's the honest reply, especially if he planned on eating you again.
But that's how I knew he wasn't no real nigga, because if I tasted a little something back there in my nigga ass, I'm going to just tell him to produce a little more. That's all.
Not open like, the factory,
show has taken a turn. The show has taken a turn.
No, don't tease the factory. Open the factory up, bitch. Come on, Willie.
Go eat another slice of cheese. Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's happening up in there.
Taking a shower together, it's a no for me.
No. That is,
Don't fucking touch me.
First of all, I'm not getting enough water. I like my water steaming hot. I need my flesh burning. Like, yeah, no. And then I want you to pee on me in the shower, and if you don't pee on me in the shower, I'm gonna think you don't really like me. So it's shit like that.
Yeah, I don't like, because somebody always got to be on the cold side of the shower. I don't want to do it. The temperature don't agree. I don't like scalding hot water. Yeah. I don't want to wash your back. Like,
I'll definitely get that back there real quick. I don't even like shower sex, to be honest.
I've never had actual shower sex. I've been in shower doing stuff, but I'm just afraid that we'll both slip and fall. I bust my head on the tub and die, and then you're gonna have to explain that to my family. So
can you imagine that be your cause of death?
And then it's like, who's gonna even believe that I just fell in the shower?
And now you got a whole court case around you. A little old white lady on YouTube is covering your life story, talking about how you failed the first grade a couple times. And now you did.
You on the first episode of Nancy Grace because you murdered your boyfriend, and now
Nancy Grace getting hold of your story is wild. You might as well hang it up. You are going down.
So the next one is taking a shower alone. We say yes to that.
100%.
Journaling thoughts and feelings.
I don't know about after sex. I ain't thinking about becoming no fucking like fucking reporter about it, bitch. I just want to sit down and relax. Yeah. Like, why am I opening up this notebook? A sex book?
I don't even journal, like, I have journals that I'm supposed to journal in, but I never get around to it. So it's like, why am I doing that?
Actually, no, I think about, I do have a black book, but it's literally just like of like name, location, date, and like where and how I felt about it. So I guess I do journal a little bit after I do something sex. So yeah,
I have a few journal entries for sure, and I have looked back on some of them. At some point I was like, it's really interesting to see where your mind was at a certain time, because you forget shit, especially if it's a little piece of trauma. Your brain is just gonna like block it out. So
it's so funny you say that. I went back to my notes. I'm not sure I ever mentioned this on here, but I went back to my notes and I found like I have notes of the first, basically like the first year and a half, like from the first day of my breakup into like a year and a half later. I wrote something like each day. And I'm like thinking about like just producing it, like making it like a grief book almost, but also like a growth book, just to show like how like my brain is processing shit. And I was like reading some shit. I was like, "Ooh, child, this is scary." But it was just—it's very interesting looking at like the progression. So,
yeah. And the last one I think is checking in the next day.
Yes.
I what definitely if I want some like more? Sending that like, huh.
What if I want some more?
Yeah, I definitely like geeking niggas' heads up. Like, I text them on invisible ink, like, you really killed my shit. You really did. Like, my favorite thing that's to hot. Say is, like, you did your shit, G. Like, that's my...
That's your the most bad bitch thing you say you do when it comes to sex. I love that shit. You better do that. Yeah. Think about this shit still, grip, invisible ink.
Or I'll send a video. Like, one time I sent the guy, we talked about that on the podcast. I sent the guy of me like using my dildo to like fuck his nut out. Like, that's your review.
Like, I really, when I like a guy enough, I really like, there's one guy I was like kind of like talking to, but I just really thought he was just so fine. So I would always just say him like news and shit like that. And he would always just respond like, damn. Like, his reaction always just made me want to send him more shit. But like, I like, like, I just want to like a guy now enough to where it's just like, not only can I send those type of videos, but we have fucked it, you know. The implications behind these videos. I just wanted to meet more. Like a little grip video. Grip.
Miss Grippy, that man got killed.
Who?
The Miss Grippy man.
The from the Black Puffy Muppet?
You probably don't know who I'm talking about because you be so clueless and out the loop, bitch. I don't even know why I bother explaining it to you.
Bitch. But I thought talking about Kiki the Muppet. You know that little black Muppet that be talking about people?
No, but that's where I got that funky bottom thing from early, because she was on live arguing or something. Like, she was like, I can't stand a funky bottom.
And he just started going off.
I'm posting that on my story tonight.
That's hilarious.
Now, she, speaking of HIV advocacy, whoever hand that is, said something very nasty about people with HIV, but I'm gonna crop that part out. But the rest of it was funny. But you could barely hear it because they were shouting at each other, so everybody kind of missed it. But I heard it.
Look at you. You better be an advocate like this. We take you down. I'm gonna throw red paint on Kiki Muppet House.
Well, this was a fun episode.
It was. I enjoyed
actually
it.
Had fun tonight.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I usually hate it here, but it's fun. Not that I hate it here, but I haven't thought about anything tonight. Like, it just, the conversation just ran off our tongues.
It was great. I like when things just land on my tongue.
Yeah, especially white, salty things, you know?
Creamy daddy.
Let me babysit in the pool in my mouth.
Oh, I love
that. That is so ridiculous.
When last time you got some dick? Well, okay, we'll talk about it later. Okay.
When last time I got some dick? Probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh my God. We are some dusty old ladies running a sex podcast with no sex.
Dusty bottoms.
Dusty bottoms. A bunch of dusty bottoms. That is dusty bottoms.
What a sick place. Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to our YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Share with your friends. If you've listened this far in the episode, drop a what emoji?
Cobweb emoji.
Is there a cobweb emoji?
Yeah, just type in web. It'll pop up.
Okay. Drop a cobweb emoji in the YouTube or Instagram comments if you've made it this far. And please tune in next week for the next episode. Goodbye.
Later, y'all. I love you.